Wednesday night. Where's the matzah? Big talk. Okay, so happy, tonight is the Achilles Korban Pesach Sheni. And Oral Tesvov Iyar. According to many, this is the first day the Mon fell. According to many. Some say Tesvov, some say Tezayin, some say Yutches. So Sefer has a whole stick of Torah that I tell you Tches, and that's really why we celebrate Lag B'Omer. Because it's the first. Right. It's 15, 16, and the Chatzfeifer wants to be Mechadish 18. Okay. I want to read you from the Chazon Ish, who explains Tosfos. What does this mean? It's not talk, not considered Oikin Dodom and Torah. If it's logical and compelling, and Chazal decided to do it. This is Milu Eishmaitzer. I'm going to read it from the Chazon Ish, Eben Ezer. This is like, it's like very, very important. The Metchila Mitna Torah Al Das Chachomim LaHachriya Mandik Riyadiyah The Eidus LaHatereishus Ish. A woman can't get married unless you know her husband is dead. Certainly, says the Chazon Ish, logically and certainly, the Torah left it up to the Chachmei Hador, or maybe it's binding on all Doros, but he left it up to them, to people in their world, to decide what's called Yediyah, the Eidus, Mahatereshus Ish, the Chachamim Yikpu Chukim, except for two Eidim, which the Torah says. But the Torah is saying two Eidim, says the Chazon Ish. That's what it's saying. Like, no matter what, I don't care what anybody says, two Eidim. But certainly, but if Basin decides, says the Chazon Ish, that something is a wonderful raya, it's enough of a hechacha, Rotzui lifnei hamakom baruch hu al pi Torah. That's how he says it. So Hashem, certainly it's Torah based. Now, I don't know if the Chazon Ish is coming to say that. I admit, you know, we would have to go through the sugya when Chachamim are oikin davar min haTorah. It's such a weird lashon. They're oikin davar min haTorah. You know, so you're left with a derabbanan, or you're left with a derabbanan. You're not left with a deraisa. But their koach, there's no question in my mind that their koach to do so is for the Torah. I mean, they didn't stand up and make a civil war and fight with Hashem, right? So their koach to do it is Medirisa. But it's called Oker Dovim and HaTorah. And I say Dochelos, I say, is obviously, is not called Oker Dovim and HaTorah. So you have to say, I guess, like we said about your father, you know. Let's say you would be allowed, there's a pasuk that you don't listen to your father if he tells you to do an aveira. Let's say there wouldn't be that pasuk. So then, I don't know, like, what's doich, what would be doich in the Yisra Torah? Not the mitzvahs keep it over aim, but the, your father's dibur that you have to listen to, that's pushes aside no, that doesn't make sense. Then why do you need a pasuk for it? No, so I take it back. By kibud avim, it certainly, if you would have to listen to him, it would have to fit into the gedarim of. That's why I'm thinking now. That's why the Gemara in Yevamos needs to find the case that you would have to listen to him, outs the mechanics of asay doichalois asay. If he tells you to be matame beis akvaris, asay doichalois asay, ein asay doichalois asay vaasay, etc., etc. It has to fit in with the mechanics, and outs the mechanics, it would be dochet the Torah. And now the Torah says, but if he told you to do an aveira, so there's no mitzvah keep an aveira, so there's no asay. No, it's a pasuk. Yishimo bovivti ro, beshap sosai tishmo ro. Ani Hashem.
And if he is just like you're both high from
the That's, you can call that a svara, but it's a pasuk. The pasuk teaches me that. So I take that back. I think chachamim is mamish not like kibud avim. It's not like the mitzvah's kibud chachamim, or the mitzvah of listening to chachamim lo sosur is doiche. Because then it wouldn't be called doiche davar min haTorah. I think it's mamish a power they have to temporarily, almost like a Navi, except the Navi is doing it with the Koach of Nebuah. And Chachamim are empowered by the Torah. By the Torah, they're empowered to stop it, to step in and then say, don't listen to the Torah. I mean, well, what a oiker. The Lashon never fails to confound me. Well, what a oiker. What a oiker. They huffed and they puffed and now there's 612 mitzvahs.
To me, it sounds like a parent leaves the child in charge of the house. He's leaving and the oldest child's now the babysitter. They say, these are the rules. Everyone's in bed by this time. And that. But you're in charge.
What do they like
it? This is what I'm saying. But they tell the child, you're in charge.
Don't blow shite.
If you need to change something on the ground, then you change it.
But you say, don't blow shite when it's Shabbos. What does it mean they're okay? If you can say you have to listen to them, I can understand it. But and the Lashon of Oiker Dovah Min HaTorah is a very deep Lashon. It's a very fundamental idea. I don't know, they could be Oiker Dovah Min HaTorah. So on this Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah. There's only 612 mitzvahs for today. I don't know, if something doesn't... On one end it says Oiker Dovah Min HaTorah. On the other end it just doesn't... It doesn't sit with me correctly. So I want to say, and you guys all made faces, that they're Oiker, you're... Chiyuv to listen to Hashem. That's what they're okay. The mitzvah's there. They said you don't have to listen to Hashem.
It's just the opposite. Hashem told them that this is
bad. Yeah, Hashem. Not as like you with the babysitter.
That's what I'm
saying. Hashem said. Saying.
That's what I'm saying. The story with the baby. The parent says, "Go. Everyone should be in bed by 8. Now the babysitter says, "Okay, you can stay up till 8:30. So. He did it with the cloth of the parents saying you can do that.
Good.
But the rule was still 8 o'clock. They were okay at the 8 o'clock.
So,
they
so what do you mean okay? See, there you were talking okay.
Right.
Here I'm saying I refuse to believe that they were okay at the mitzvah of Shofar. Mitzvah of Shofar is eternal. The mitzvah of Shofar is part of Taryag mitzvahs. They didn't make temporarily 612 mitzvahs.
That's Shema Taisa. They're allowed to do that.
I don't think they did. I don't think it's. The Shema Taisa. It's a Gemara.
Gemara. Sure.
When any mitzvahs don't come because of the Torah, why is that different than the Chachamim?
You see the difference between saying I say Dochalos, I say. No one would call that Oike Dovim in a Torah. They would say, that's the rule of the Torah.
Because Hashem himself did it. See, he was okay with his own thing, so you don't call it that. He did it.
If you have no trouble saying that, fine.
No, I'm just...
I can't believe that when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, there's only 612 mitzvahs. I know! So, I think they were okay, you're chiyuv to listen to Hashem. That's they were okay.
That's worse.
But that's the chiyuv.
That's better.
I'm with you.
That's
worse.
If a guy would blow, he would get the
mitzvah. No. Because they were oker. It doesn't say they were doiched. They were oker and a chiyuv to listen to Hashem. So now you're doing it as a voluntary act. You're not doing it as a chiyuv. You have to do mitzvahs as a chiyuv. You're not mechuyuv. I'm saying you're not mechuyuv to blow shofar. I could end up saying the same sentence you would say. You're not mechuyuv to blow shofar. But in my mind, there's the mitzvah, and then there's the chiyuv to do the mitzvah. I'm saying they were oikev the chiyuv to do it. They weren't oikev the mitzvah. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you agree with me. They weren't oikev the mitzvah. They didn't make 612 mitzvahs. They made you into a woman, just like a woman doesn't have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you are like a woman. You don't have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But the mitzvah shofar, they weren't oikev. They were oikev. You're chiyuv to do it. That you can live with.
Not to start with from the Lashon. You don't say they're okay.
What they were like is you're chiyuv.
You're saying there's no chiyuv also.
They're like you're chiyuv. Yeah, a woman also.
So what happens if you do it? According to you, what happens if you do it anyway?
I don't know. Do you know the answer?
Depends where.
You don't know the answer.
Depends. Depends on how you ask the rabbi. The reform rabbi asked the rabbi. He had why you sneak up. He called the rabbi, he said, my people only come one day and run the shofar. I said, is it okay to blow the shofar?
Of course not, it's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the rabbi said, you come up and not.
In our case, why not just say, okay. You're okay the mechanics? In other words, Hashem says, you have to know that the guy's dead. So normally that's 80. So all they were okay is just the mechanics of how we know.
I'm asking now, you know what, can you get a chazanish? You know where they are? They're all the way on the left.
Okay.
The most left. The most left.
On what?
Shelves.
On what?
The most left.
On Ebenezer.
Just simply, without all the thinking about it. What are they being okay in our case? In our case, what are they being okay about the guy being dead? What are they okay?
They're not okay. They're okay how you find out he's dead.
Oh,
but that's what the Chazon Ish is for. Again, my problem is that the Chazon Ish is being too kind. And according to the Chazon Ish, I wonder why it's called okay. That's all. So I want to look at the Chazon Ish. I want to look at him inside. Because my problem is, according to the Chazon Ish, he made it so cool that it's not really being ochre anymore. According to him, the two Adim is like your B'dievin. Thank you. And your Lechatzila.
It's like a cooler. You put these two.
Yeah, right. That's how he says it. That's how it sounds like. I want to look it up.
The normative way to know is Abedievin.
Okay, that's why I want to look it up. Compares it, like the Torah says, a kohen gadol can be matami to a meis mitzvah. Now, who decides when someone's a meis mitzvah? Chachamim make up the rules of when someone's a meis mitzvah. She says the same way they make up the rules of how do you know something? How do you know the Torah?
I'll tell you what I can't accept about what you're saying is this.
Wait! I don't want to mix up the Chazon Ish with me.
Okay. No, but, okay.
My problem with the Chazon Ish. Yeah, what's called Tsar Balei Chayim? A lot of things are up to Chazal. Right? And he doesn't like the phrase that according to Tosis is for sure Derabbanan. That's what he's coming to say. That's Derabbanan, you're right. Okay, if you want to learn the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish have no idea why it's called Oikid Dovim and HaTorah. Other Rabbi, he says that the Torah was first, and Eidim is second. It's in Eben Ezra Siman Chav Beis, paragraph Gimel and Dalet. I want to look at it for a second. Gimel and Dalet, Siman Chav Beis, Eben Ezra, Siman Chav Beis, paragraph Gimel and Dalet.
What I can't accept about the way you see it is that let's say someone says, okay, I get the chum, say I shouldn't blow shofar, it's Shabbos, it's Motzah, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's in the Torah and they're just a Rabbanan, so I'm going to do it. The mitzvah is still around, so now I'm a kind of mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, I was over at the Rabbanan.
So
if you want to say that, yeah, he'll still get credit for the mitzvah d'oraisa.
I don't know if he will.
To me, it's
maybe
that's
he'll
not
get credit.
The chum say, don't
maybe
do
he'll
it.
Get credit don't like a woman does it. And the Avera of violating the Gezeiros Chachamim will totally negate whatever schar he would get for doing it like a woman does it.
A mitzvah about an Avera? Or is
not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. When you do something...
That's what I'm saying. It's not a mitzvah. But the way you want to learn it is a mitzvah.
Not a
mitzvah is there.
A mitzvah is only for
the
people.
I'm saying it's okay, the mitzvah.
You know?
According to you, the mitzvah is there. So
no,
a mitzvah
is the word mitzvah.
Right. He was mitzvah. And the Chachamim
they took
different.
Away the tzivoy.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. They took it away. They were
away the tzivoy. Okay, let's go to Parag Beis.
Public Shema is a big piece.
Yeah, Yesh Malo Daber Al Zeh. I'm sure it's a very big Indian, a famous Indian. Well, you have to think about it. So the Shmaitzer points out in the beginning of Perek Beis that the Rambam, for sure holds it's only the Rabbanon, because double tamara, double bimamin. And the plain fact is that in the milsul of the gluye, an eidach is not nemah for double shabarava for mamin. He's not nemah by mamin in the milsul of the gluye, so he's not nemah by double shabarava in the milsul of the gluye. So most people do rabbanim. Will the Fisa have shalom? Our second paragraph in Parag Beis. Shmaitzu Zion. Will the Fisa have shalom? The Meshachotav Abay Shmuel. His man Azeh, Cherem Derbenu Gershem, Shal Yisha Ish Alishta. Yisha Alishta. Can't marry a second wife. Now, what do you do when an Erechot comes and tells a guy his wife died? Eidechot Nemucha Mesa Ishto, the Beis Shmuel says, and Eidechot is not believed, that the Dovish and Muchsuk the Isser, because there's a Cheskus Isser, because of Cherem Derbenu Gershem. Because according to the Rambam, it's a Muslim of Inul Gluye. Against the Chazaka. He's not Nemon by Muslim of Inul Gluye, by Dovashim Erba, or by Dovashim Mormon. But stop if it's the whole problem is that it's an Erechon against Chazaka. So in the Muslim of Inul Gluye, he is Nemon. So then why have you Dovashim Erba? He didn't make it into a Dovah Shem Erev. He didn't make it into an Erev. He didn't make it into an Arayah. It's like Isser, you're not allowed to do it. So the Beis Shmuel said, so according to Beis Shmuel, it's very ironic. I don't know how the Beis Shmuel understands. Like, an Eidech can come to a woman and say, Meisel Baila. Meis Baila. But he can't come to the man and say, because you don't have the daikum insula. But okay, the Shmaiz is going according to the Rambam that the heter is based on Musa Tavidul Gluye. She's saying that helps against the Chazaka. Now, the reason for the Beis Shmuel would be, well, not even the Beis Shmuel, the reason that you would say that an Eidechot is no good is because it's against the Cheskos Issur. But if it's a Musa Tavidul Gluye, so it works against the Cheskos Issur. It's not a double shemerim.
Why? All these cases. It's only the older chairman of the organization, no? He just has another wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the opposite of that.
B'hod einecha nemon loy ma'meis yevimto shetinose l'shuk. That's double shemerim. Also, Mami, Dovish of Erba Mikri, which goes to Mordechai, Ayin Shom. No, the Heta Yabomba Loshuk, it's a big shiloh, that's called the Dovish of Erba, the Issa Yabomba Loshuk. On one hand, it's only a lav, Kedushin is Typhus in Yabomba Loshuk. On the other hand, it's seen as really. The vestiges of the dead person's ishus, if one could say that. It's not stam an iser, but it's higher like an ishus thing.
It's more than ego.
Yeah. So that's what, that's a shock of the Tariya. I mean, the whole thing is one line. He says, how come he's not never? She said, that is called a Dovashim Erev. Viter, Ubetoisus Perak Ishus Shalom. Okay, and you've all missed this machlokas, really getting the ksuba is machlokas by Shammai Beis Hillel. By Shammai says she gets the ksuba, Beis Hillel says she does not. At the end, Beis Hillel will point it to Beis Shammai. Meis Bailach, every case of Meis Bailach. Beis Shammai was the one that says you get the ksuba, Beis Hillel at first said not, and then they changed their minds. So, why did Beis Shammai say she gets the ksuba? So at first the Gemara says Beis Shammai's reason is just a logical kal v'chaymer. You matter her and eishus ish to get married based on an eid echon. So you should be matter mominus. You should be passing up the mominus. So Beis Hillel says to them, that's no riot. Because you see, that the Yorushim can't get the field. When he says Meis Habal, the Baal's children or brothers cannot be, we don't let them move in and act as Yorushim. There's a way to handle the field, but we don't let them act as Yorushim. So you see that that the Ein Echad of Nema Lagabe, the Isserei Shehish, but he's not Nema Lagabe Mominus. This they said because of the Guna, and this they didn't say. The Shammai's comeback is not Negeya and the Shmaitz, and now the Shmaitz is going to deal with this Indian that there's no Yerusha based on the Ein Echad saying Meis Baila. But just to finish the thought, Shammai comes back and says, no, Beis Shammai. Hashem is one that says she gets the ksuba. Beisul said no. Beisul said, you see, they don't get Yerusha, so why should she get ksuba? So Beisham said, we have a different reason. But the Shtar ksuba. The Shtar ksuba says, Kishetino se liacher tikhi mashe roi lech. That the ksuba is dependent on the head that they get married. If she's mutter to get married, she gets the ksuba. Then Beisul will moid it to Beisham. The Shtar ksuba is for Nilma. Enechanami lagabi mominus neidechus not nemon, but there's a catch phrase in the ksuba which says you collect the ksuba when you get married. So if she's put to get married, she gets the ksuba. The place is very clear. She's all of the Riyam Asnil. Sheino achin yordan lanachal pia. Those are the words of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel wanted to say that you could have an erva chamura bimutter when an einechad says meis habal, but eino achen yordan lanachlal pia. So too no ksuba. Taisa says, wait a second. Vadi amina beperek hamafkid. The lashon of the Gemara is the shabu bo shemei. Someone went in the medina sayon, and the Gemara says a phrase shabu bo shemei. So the Gemara says kuli alba loy pligi the meiridin karov lenichsei. So the machloek is when someone is captured and is a beshivya, whether you allow the karov to go work the field, are you afraid he'll mess it up? Or adarav, you want him to work it so it doesn't get messed up. So the Gemara says, so the machloek is Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says, the machloek is below Shamu Bo Shemes. But if Shamu Bo Shemes, then everybody's mowed there, that Marina Karva Nichsei Shavu, you're not afraid he's going to mess up the field, because he hears the rumor just like you do that the guy died, so like he's expecting it to be his field, so why should he mess it up? So everybody's going to Marina Karva Nichsei Shavu. So Tosis at first thought that that means an Eid Echad. Shavu Bo Shemeis doesn't sound like you have Eidus. On the other hand, it sounds like something you have to give credence to.
A call.
Good. So Tosis in the Havamin and his Kasha held that it means an Eid Echad. So Tosis asks the Kasha, so wait a second. So the Gemara says, Shavu Bo Shemeis, Moiridin Karov L'Nichsei Shavui. But hi, here Beis Hillel are saying that that's a double portion, that you don't let the Yorushim go into the field if an Eid Echad says Meis Habal. That's Tosis Kasha. Okay?
Because we mess it up. We're not worried about like Machzik.
But that's the Kasha. B'Shavu Bo Shemeis, the Gemara Bav Metzia says, HaKol Modin, Shemoiridin Korov L'Nichse Shavui. Because you're not afraid he's going to mess it up, because why should he mess up his own field? He's anticipating it being his. But in Yevamis, Beis Hillel say that you don't let Nachla occur based on the edus of an Eid Echad. So Tosis gives a few terutz. First of all, Motzi Lukmik Shoshamu Bo Mishnei Edim. Shoshamu Bo Shemes can mean two Edim. He made Echad Mayri, the Ha'ish of the Hoch, Eid Echad Damya, but for the Hoch, Eid Echad Yardim, and Nachla Al Piha. So maybe Shoshamu Bo Shemes means two Edim. The Yom Tomar, Tosis then says, but it's still Shver. But if Shavu Bo Shemes means two Eidim, what does Lo Shavu Bo Shemes mean? So it can't mean nothing, Tosis says, but then of course ain't more reading. What do you mean? You just heard a rumor? That doesn't make sense. So it must, that must mean Eid Echad. Lo Shavu Bo Shemes. And Shmuel holds by reading Korah v'nichsei Shavui. So Shmuel is Shver. We're not learning the Tosfos now. Tosfos says now, makes it about face, and he says Lo Shavu Bo Shemes means an Eid Echad. And Shmuel al Koponim holds by reading Korah v'nichsei Shavui. How could that be? Here Beis Hillel holds, you know. So Tosfos says, what?
Proving Yarshim.
Pashas, it would mean the Yarshim. So Tosfos says, we're talking about two different things. Beis Hillel's talking about Mabish letting the guy come in as a Yoresh and treat it like his own thing, and he can sell it if he wants. It's his. So they say, no, the Eidus is not good to let someone be Yoresh. The Gemara Bar Metzia is just letting him come down to the field and work it. Of course you don't let him sell it. You're not giving him the field as a Yerusha. You're letting him work the field. You're not afraid he's going to mess it up, that he's going to plant 12 trees when it can only handle 6 trees, because he's anticipating that it's probably going to be his someday. So why should he mess it up? But you're not talking about allowing him to come in as a Yoresh. You're talking about allowing him to come in as like an Oris, a sharecropper, to work the field and get paid for it, and the field will be good. So McLeod, not a cash in place, he says. Okay, that's places. That the Gemara in Amakim is not talking about Yerusha, per se.
Talking about Aris?
Talking about letting him come into the field to work the field. It shouldn't lie fallow. He'll draw a salary. Yeah, he'll get paid like an artist. And you're not afraid he'll mess up the field. But we're not talking about Yerusha. That's a very simple parent. That my reading Korov L'Nitzei Shavui is not talking about Yerusha. For Isi B'mohar Chash. Who's that? I don't even know. Is Yonis? What? Shehiksha, he asks on Tosfos, Mehod de Parachosam, Mehod de Tanya, Voyu Benechim Yisomim, Unashosechem Almanos. Right, so the Gemara asks, right, if you do onas Devorim, Lacharab, Yibom, Araki Eschem, Voyu Neshechem Almanos, Unashosechem Yisomim, so the Gemara asks, if Harakti Eschem, so of course Voyu Neshosechem Almanos, but we have to say it for it. So it means that there'll be almonos chayes, they won't be able to get married, because there won't be eidos that their husband died. And the children will want to go into the nechosim, and they won't be able to, because you don't know that he died. So it means they won't yarsh. Sheikh Shabbat the parachosim, we heard the Tanya, boy, you've been making yourself in the Sheikh of almonos, and the Gemara asks that on Shmuel, that Moridin Korov when it say Shav. In other words, so you see, ain't more reading the Korah v'nichsei Shavui, because you won't let the children into the Yerusha. So, Chayrit Shver and Toises. Oh, and you can't eat, B'chivin the Mayri Beit Echad, or Yehutru Hanoshim. Okay. You know, then you can't say that the Bryce is talking about that you don't let them come in as Yerushim Gemurim, right? That would be a good shot. And Shmuel was only talking about him coming in as an Oris, because Makish Beneichem Dumya de Neshechem. Neshechem won't be able to get married at all, so Beneichem won't be able to go into the Nechasim at all. So that's this is all the Gemara. So that's why it's Shver and Shmuel. Shmuel says, we read in Korav, let's say Shavui. Even if lo shamu bo shemeis, just through an eid echad, but here the pasuk says b'neichem yisomim, they won't be allowed into the field. Just like the women are not allowed to get married at all.
Well, I think they can't be your age.
So that's what the suggestion is made in the Gemara, and the Gemara says no, because b'neichem dumya da omen oseichem, ma omen oseichem can't get married at all. So b'neichem can't go into the soda at all. That's from Ogeil and Yonenu, and that's a Kash on Shmuel. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see. We'll continue tomorrow. We'll be next. Do you have a car here?
Yeah.
It's going to be 2-3 minutes. We have to take the tie along.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Okay. I'm going to be two, 3 minutes.
I'm going to get current.